KQEN Local Talk at 4.
This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Morning Conversation presentation of Concrete Builders Supply. Christina Alaback from the theater program at Umpqua Community College. How you doing?
Hey, I'm great. How are you doing?
Well, I see that, like a lot of other people, you're doing things a little differently this summer.
Oh, yeah. Very differently.
A drive-in musical?
Yep. Along with Jason Heald, who is director of music at UCC, we are putting together a community production of a musical called Tick, Tick, Boom by Jonathan Larson, who also created Rent. It's a little rock opera, three people, intimate, small cast, and we probably wouldn't have done it if it hadn't been just a really small cast.
Interesting. And as things evolved and you've been working on it, you've also got a unique setting for it.
Yeah, so we're doing a sneak peek weekend at Delfino Vineyards this week.
Wow.
Opening Friday.
So a drive-in musical. I'm not sure I've ever heard of that.
Right. So it was Jason's idea, right? The idea that, there's lots of drive-in movies happening right now and drive-in concerts. And he thought a drive-in musical would be a great idea to do this summer. People can either hang out and watch the musical in their car, or they can put a chair on their car or in front of their car and watch it as they like. And there'll be car hops to sell wine, beer, and water.
Wow. So kind of a cool outdoor setting as well. And so you take some gear out there. And how long is the production run? What's the length of each performance?
It's about an hour and a half with no intermission.
Wow.
So right now it's an hour and a half, but I'm guessing we can get it down to maybe an hour 15, hour 20.
Ah. So three nights right now.
Yep, three nights.
So Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And what time?
7 p.m.
And this is just fascinating. So you come out there just like you would essentially be like going to a drive-in movie, except it's going to be live actors.
Right, yeah. We have a PA system, so you should be able to hear the actors. We've got a live band, rock band, guitar, bass, drum set, keyboard. Everyone is required to wear a mask if they leave their car. Cars are going to be spaced out appropriately. And the only people who are unmasked are going to be the actors, but everyone else is going to be masked. I've asked the actors to isolate so that they can do the performance without a mask.
So who is in this production?
Okay, so UCC alum Troy Pennington, UCC alum Juan Martinez, and also Cosette McLean, who will be a freshman at Southern Oregon University in the fall.
Wow. And so these were folks that you were already working with or have worked with in the past then?
Sort of. I had auditions. So I've worked with Troy before and Juan, and I had some open auditions and had some people come out. So worked out well.
And so this was probably an interesting process to just think through, okay, how can we do something this summer? How can we make it work with all the COVID stuff? And I'm sure that ended up being kind of a lot of brainstorming.
Yeah. It was we had to come up with a plan, right? Everyone's masked in rehearsals. Everyone's been masked. We've rehearsed outside. And then I've asked the actors to isolate for the 2 weeks to opening so that they can do it unmasked. But, it's all about social distancing. I've tried to block the show. The show originally was going to be on a flatbed truck, through planning and trying to find a venue, it's been, reblocked over and over a couple times. But I've tried to block it where actors don't touch. I've tried to block it where they're not in close proximity very often. That's been difficult because some, actors have to cross. And of course, singing, your singing is a lot more, I guess, dangerous as talking as far as the virus is concerned. But I've tried my best. No one touches. People tend to stay away. Actors tend to stay away from each other. So it's a new way of thinking about directing and a new way of thinking about presentation and a new way of thinking about your audience and how the audience is interacting with the actors as well.
Wow. So three nights, Friday, Saturday, Sunday at Delfino. How much does it cost? How do people get tickets?
Okay, so it's $20 a car. And you will need to RSVP because spots are limited. So you'll have to contact Delfino Vineyards by phone and leave your name, phone number, and date of attendance.
All right. Well, that's pretty cool. And I'm sure you're thinking ahead to other things and having to do some other things differently for a while, too.
Right. Yeah. I had a full season ready to go at UCC, and now I'm, you know, starting to rethink that. We did a little Zoom production in the spring, and, you know, radio plays are very popular. But I'm trying to think of ways to do something different than everyone else, right? Like, if I can, you know, I have, you know, if I could get like small casts in found spaces and maybe live stream some things, I don't know. I just don't know what this year is going to happen. So, you know, I need to rethink everything.
Yeah, and they aren't all of us for a lot of different things this year, but at least you're making an event actually happen.
Right, yeah.
As opposed to just saying canceled, like lots of other things.
But so we're fortunate we live in Douglas County where, you know, we don't have the population density of larger cities so that we can do this. And I think that smaller theaters are going to come out of this pandemic stronger than, like, say, the large theaters in Broadway, right?
Interesting. So if people want to go, call Delfino Vineyards this week again. Friday, Saturday, Sunday night, 7 o'clock. Tick, Tick, Boom, a drive-in musical. Christina, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
841 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.